Praise the Lord. He did all that just for me. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you once again, the Reverend Doctor, the Right Reverend, as I hear so many of them say, the Right Reverend Dr. E. Jean Brockington. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm told that I have 7 minutes to declare this fifth word. Amen. Praise the Lord, church. Hallelujah. Holy and righteous God, Holy Spirit, take over right now in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. The fifth word is from St. John chapter 19, verse 28. And it reads this way in the Contemporary English Version of the Bible. Jesus knew that by now everything had been completed. And in order to make the scripture come true, he said, I am thirsty. That's the fifth word. Amen. I am thirsty. The stage is set. Jesus Christ is on the cross to redeem mankind, to save us from our sins because of his love for us. Amen. And because of his obedience to his heavenly Father, as recorded throughout the entire Holy Bible. Jesus Christ was mocked, scorned, and tortured for you and I. He carried his cross up the Via Dolorosa to Jerusalem, to Calvary. It is commonly known and accepted as a truth that on the way to Golgotha, the place of the skull, Jesus dropped to his knees 3 times. Wow. Okay. Amen. This is an awesome truth because it's Jewish custom that when a prisoner on his way to execution, he has the right to turn back 3 times to plead anything new in his favor. Okay. Amen. So Jesus dropped 3 times. But he never said a word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Andrew, for scene one. Demonstrating forgiveness of sin. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Marcus, for scene two. Demonstrating this day you will be with me in paradise. The emancipation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Darlene, for the mystery of a love that never fails. Hallelujah. My. And I gotta thank the Reverend Kimbrough for scene four, demonstrating all of the sin that was in the cup. It appeared that Jesus, Yeshua, had been separated from his Holy Father while receiving the sins of the entire world. So Jesus is now returning from darkness. Amen? There are 3 scenes left. Scene 5 is upon us now. And scene 5, he quietly yet victoriously returns from that spiritual assignment, that journey. He now realizes that, you know what? I've done been submerged in the darkness. He took on that spiritual fight for our lives. He had to lay it down, enter into hell, defeat hell and death while he down there. Huh? Go. Then he set some captives free. Let me tell you, the ones that have been waiting for the promise. Amen. Good God Almighty. The ones that have been waiting, they have said, God's going to send some help for you. Guess what, y'all? Mission accomplished. Job well done. Jesus is back. He defeated death. He defeated hell. Amen? Oh, and now just to prove to the crowd that he's human, he said, you know what? After all of that, I am thirsty. What? I'm thirsty. Yeah. Remember what wine minister Andrew said, forgive them for they know not what they do? He said, don't hold this against them. They are quite clueless to the mystery that the Heavenly Father has set in motion here. Hey, yeah. Taking this place at the crucifixion. Do you know what's going on here? No, this ain't your typical crucifixion. Amen. Jesus said, I am thirsty because of his obedience to fulfill scripture. John 19 and 29 says, a bowl was there full of cheap wine. So a sponge was soaked in the wine, put on a stalk of hyssop, and lifted up to his lips. It was a common custom to administer, they said, a stupefying potion compounded of sour wine, which is the same as vinegar and frankincense and myrrh, to alleviate their sufferings. This combination was to disturb their intellect, to dull their senses, so that they would not know what was actually happening to them. Amen? But not so with Christ Jesus. Amen? He is very much aware of what is happening. He came in human form with purpose and to fulfill scripture. In truth, Jesus came to die. Amen? Proverbs 31:6 says this, give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, who is condemned to death. So this mixture of wine changes your mind. Be careful. Be careful. See, you and I, we ain't Jesus. So some thirst we need to just say no to. Amen? Some thirst will lead to death. For example, that cup was full of some stuff. Amen, amen. So Paul shares that with us in Romans, and he says some people have a thirst for evil desires, a thirst for things that are not natural. Women thirst for women, men thirst for men, a thirst for shameful and indecent things, idolatry and adultery, pornography and pedophilia, foolishness and wickedness, lie, cheat, steal, and kill. Thirst for gossip and greed. The Bible says that, you know, God has said that anyone who acts on these thirsts deserves to die. And for the record, Jesus did none of these things. Amen. Jesus was without sin. So don't obey your thirst when it comes to fleshly desires. That leads to death. Amen. I have a few more minutes, I think. Remember that woman at the well? Remember that woman at the well who said, you know, hey, give me some of that water. I don't want to have to come back here no more. Jesus said, you know, if you knew who was talking to you for real, you really wouldn't be asking for it. But she was still clueless. She just didn't want to come back no more. You and I have been delivered from our fleshly thirst. That's what he did for us. Amen. So, church, Jesus did die so that we can be set free. And what do we know? He who the Son sets free is free indeed. So, yeah, you want to have a thirst. You should thirst for eternal life. Yeah. You want a thirst for truth. Yeah. You want a thirst for holiness. Yeah. Jesus thirst, hallelujah, to fulfill scripture. So, we do need to thirst for righteousness. You know, I'm a minister. Sometimes I'm in my flesh, and I thirst sometimes to see people no more homeless. I don't want to see the tents when I go home. I don't want to see the tents in the woods. Amen. No more. That's what I thirst for, just to see the people delivered from homelessness. I thirst to see the people in Michigan to have some clean water. Yeah, yeah. I thirst to see a truth in this story about Black Lives Matter. I thirst for men and women to have healthy, God-loving relationships. I thirst for children to grow up in loving homes. I thirst for men being men and women being women. I thirst for teachers to be appreciated. And I thirst for Walt Disney to actually make some movies that are really for children. Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness. Amen. So do you want to be blessed? Say yes. Yeah. Amen. Then thirst for righteousness. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.